This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Best of the blogs.
It's that time of the week again when I'm joined by our blog reviewer, Carla G. Schneider. Good morning, Carla.
Hi, Katrina.
So this week, Stuff Christians Like. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Stuff Christians Like is a blog by Jonathan Acuff, a copywriter living in Atlanta in America. Stuff Christians Like pokes gentle fun at the strange things that Christians like, such as ending your emails with weird acronyms like YSIC, which stands for Your Sister in Christ. Stuff Christians Like is smart and satirical, but most importantly, it's Christian. I think if this blog wasn't written by a Christian, it probably wouldn't be funny, because then we'd know that they were laughing at us. So at least we know that Jonathan is laughing with us.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, I had a little bit of a look at this, and it is very much from a Christian perspective, but taking the mickey out of Christians at the same time. So I guess, yeah, what was your first impression when you looked at this blog?
Well, when I first heard the name of the blog, I thought, well, you know, it's pretty obvious what Christians like. We like Jesus, and we like people who write about Jesus, and people who sing about Jesus. Oh, and we like Jesus as well. So I thought, well, what else can you say, really? And I was also a bit skeptical because it's a copy of another blog called Stuff White People Like, which is very famous. But as soon as I started reading Stuff Christians Like, oh my gosh, I was just laughing so much. It's so funny.
What are some examples of stuff that, Christians like?
Well, one post that I liked was called The Anonymous Person Used as the Sermon Illustration. So, you know, when your minister needs an example for, you know, someone having difficulties in their marriage, and I say, oh, you know, I saw my friend Bob the other day, and we got talking about his wife. And so Jonathan's dad is a pastor, and Jonathan writes about how his dad used to do what he calls a reverse CSI move. So instead of identifying the person, they would take out every identifying factor away from them. So I guess we're in those situations when if our minister does do that, we sit there and go, oh.
Who is it?
Yeah, who is that? And is it me? Or will he ever talk about me?
Yes, true. What are some other examples of things that he pokes fun at?
So many. I'm just looking at it right now.
One of the ones I liked, Carla, I have to say, was the side hug. You know, the side hug is where, you know, you put your arm around someone from the side because you don't want to be too, you don't have too much contact. You don't want it to be too sort of sexual. So you just do the little side hug. Capitalizing the H in his when you're talking about God. Yeah.
That was funny. There's so many. I think there's over 500 that Jonathan's written now. So he updates quite frequently. One of them that I thought was funny was falling in love on mission trips because it happened to me. So I guess I can't laugh too much because there's a bit of truth in that one. And he's got sitting in the same pew every week, having a highly sensitive God dar. So that's like a radar that finds out which celebrities are Christians. You know, you go, oh, you know, Bono's a Christian. That sort of thing.
Sure.
And calling the devil the enemy because it doesn't sound as scary. I think the enemy sounds really scary, actually.
Yes, I do too. There was one post I saw yesterday, which was how to tell if your worship leader is metrosexual enough. And it had kind of 50 different ways that you could tell, you know, that they were a metrosexual.
I didn't see that one, but apparently that's one of the most popular ones.
Yeah, I would believe it. It was pretty funny.
Wow.
So what do you like about this blog, Carla?
Well, I like how it's a Christian blog that uses humour because, unfortunately, there's the misconception that Christians, one, don't find anything funny and that they're not funny themselves. And I think humour is a really great thing that God's given us. It helps us to enjoy life and also get through the hard times. And I think Jonathan shows us that there are funny parts in the Bible. Like, for example, I think 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 to 26 is pretty funny, where Paul's talking about the body of Christ and he says, I cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And he talks about all these different parts of the body disowning each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like the fact that Jonathan is kind of showing us that God does have a sense of humour.
Yeah, I always thought the little speech Jesus did where he says, you're trying to get the log out of your brother's eye, trying to get this little tiny speck out of your brother's eye, and you've got this massive log in your own. And I could imagine him kind of doing quite grand gestures and that could actually be quite funny.
Yeah, that's a very visual sort of humour, imagining this log in your eye.
Yeah.
So I think naturally when groups of people get together, they develop these funny quirks and in jokes. And I think it's good that Jonathan acknowledges that. But something that is good about this blog is that even though Jonathan does kind of make fun of the stuff we do, this blog is also a way to rebuke us using humour, so it becomes a lot more gentle. So there's more serious things that Jonathan talks about, like I guess how Christians can often say, I'll pray for you after our friend has told us something quite serious that they're going through, but then maybe we forget to pray about them. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I think I need to work on. Another thing that he talks about, he's got this article called Surviving Church as a Single, and it's quite funny, but it's sort of about how often, if you're a married person, you can treat single people differently to how you would treat your married friends. I think there should be another one about how single people treat married people differently. Mm. So I guess everyone at times feels like they're being left out. And I think he tackled it really well using humour.
Good. And I heard that he might have a book deal. Is that right?
Definitely. He does have a book deal with Zondervan. And he's got a book out now called Stuff Christians Like, and it is available in Australia. It was released in April this year.
So how can people find this blog? What's the URL?
It's stuffchristianslike.net, and I also have a link to it on my blog, chasingcakes.wordpress.com.
Okay, no worries. So chasingcakes.wordpress.com is Carla's blog, and this one we've been talking about is stuffchristianslike.net. It'll give you a good laugh.
Best of the blogs. This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.